Welcome to the Old Town School of Folk Music and the Gary and Laura Maurer Concert Hall. Just a few reminders before we begin. Please enter and exit the concert hall between songs, and please use the outer side doors. Please take this opportunity to silence your cell phones. At the artist's request, there's absolutely no photography or sound recording allowed. At the request of the folks on the ground floor beneath the balcony, please, no drinks on the railing. We'd like to thank the National Endowment for the Arts, the Illinois Arts Council, American Airlines, and the Department of Cultural Affairs City Arts Program. We'd also like to thank our members and volunteers whose contributions help make our programs possible. For more information on classes and concerts here at the Old Town School, check us out on the internet at www.oldtownschool.org.
10, 9, no. That's the next audience. So you're all here for the early show, so that means either you're staying for the late show, or you're running to another show, or you're going to run home before it really gets crazy outside. All very good things to do. All fine with us. We're just happy that you're all here. We have two almost sold-out shows with a lot of great competition. There's a lot of good stuff around town, so we appreciate you being here tonight, as always. And we don't always do a New Year's Eve show, you know. We only do it when we think we have something really special to offer. And you're in for a great night tonight. Let me tell you, there's so many people here, and not just the people we expected, but other people. And it's just like downstairs, you cannot believe how many people we have just hanging out. So who is actually going to play or not, I don't know. But it's certainly going to be a festive evening, and we welcome you, and we're glad you're here in the warm Old Town School of Folk Music instead of the cold, chilly Chicago breezes. We have a lot of great stuff coming up. If you haven't already bought your tickets, tickets are on sale for our spring season. Yes, we're already talking about spring. We're already thinking about the summertime. We're not talking about the festival yet, but up to the festival, this book right here with Bela on the cover. Bela's bringing his African project. I don't know if that one's sold out yet. It's going to definitely sell out. If it isn't sold out, get your tickets. Maybe tonight. Box office will be open. We should mention especially the Trad Fest, because we know a lot of you have come to the Trad Fest, and the Trad Fest is always a good time. This year at Trad Fest, we have the Wilders, the Lost Bayou Ramblers, and Tim Erickson. So it's going to be fabulous. And also Roseanne Cash at the Harris Theater doing the list, that list of songs that Johnny gave her. She's going to be, and she did her new record. It's called The List. She's got projections. It's going to be a multimedia presentation. It's going to be a very special evening also. So if you you can't get tickets for that one here, you have to buy tickets for Roseanne Cash at the Harris. But otherwise, anything in this book, you can get them at the box office. Also, hot off the presses, we just got our, if you come to our Wednesday night shows, we don't actually charge an admission. We sort of pass the hat, or we sort of ask or hope for $5. A lot of world music, for, we call it the World Music Wednesdays now. It's a great time. If you haven't checked out our Wednesday nights, come and check it out. Usually we don't have the tables here. It's usually a dance party. So think about that as well. All those things being said, like I said, I should mention the reason I'm actually up here. Yeah, I'm up here sometimes just as an association with the school, but I'm actually up here because the media sponsor for tonight's show is WNUR, 89.3 on your FM dial, College Station, often College Station of the Year, Spin Magazine, some other folks. And this is sponsored by The Folk Show, which runs from 10 till noon. And starting in a couple weeks, it's going to run until 12:30. And then at 12:30, I'm going to take over, and I'm going to have an Americana show. I'm going to be calling it Both Kinds, and we're going to be playing, yes, Both Kinds, country and western. And we're going to be playing, you know, old things, old honky-tonk country, and we're going to be playing brand-new alt-country. So anything that I think is good is, going to be on the airwaves. And I'll be on weekly, so you'll have a chance to maybe check it out and see if you like it or not. Certainly, it's a brand-new show. Haven't done it yet. Got to figure out exactly what I'm doing with it. So when I start doing it, if you do listen, you see me out here, please let me know what you think, because it'll be a work in progress. All those things being said, like I said, we would only do this when we have something really special to do. And we have one of our absolute favorite bands in the whole world here to open the show tonight We love these girls so much. Some slightly different faces here tonight, but they've got a fairly new record out. It was Record of the Year from the Folk Alliance, and it was produced by John Paul Jones. Yes, that John Paul Jones. And they're here for your entertainment now. Please welcome Uncle Earl!
Just a minute.
Talk amongst yourself.
So it's tight. A good problem to have when you have too many instruments, right?
Exactly. Hello.
We're going to send this out.
Hi, Jill. Hi, Dad. Hi, Steve. Hi, Mom. Hi.
I'm going to send this first
family.
Song out to our friends in the band, the Boulder Acoustic Society, because they emailed and wanted to know songs of disasters. Hmm. And so here's a song about a disaster.
Popular request.
Titanic left Southampton with all her sporting games. When she struck that iceberg, you know their minds have changed. God moved out on the water, April the 14th day. God moved out on the water, everybody had to run and pray. Mothers told their daughters on a pleasure trip they might go, but when they struck that iceberg, they haven't been seen anymore. They were warned by boat, but Captain Smith would not take heed. Instead of hearing that warning, they just ran with the greatest speed. Didn't God move out on the water, April the 14th day? God moved out on the water, everybody had to run and pray. One man, John Jacob Astor, was a man of pluck and brain. While that ship was sinking, all the women and the children he tried to save. He kissed his wife for the last time as the boiler did explode. Set her down in that lifeboat, said I never will see you anymore. Oh, God moved out on the water, April the 14th day. God moved out on the water, everybody had to run and
run and pray.
shooting with a double barrel gun. I'll shoot him with a double barrel gun. Big Eyed Rabbit's gone. Big Eyed Rabbit's gone. Big Eyed Rabbit's gone, gone. Big Eyed Rabbit's gone. Well, gone comes darling. How do I know? Like gold, they're shining bright like gold.
Big Eyed Rabbit's gone, Big Eyed Rabbit's gone, Big Eyed Rabbit's gone, gone, Big Eyed Rabbit's
think of in the world to be able to play at the Old Town School folk music in front of all you wonderful people. So thank you so much for having us, and I hope you enjoy the show tonight.
All right, here's one from Doc Boggs.
Going to the station, gonna catch the fastest train that goes. Said I'm going back south, where the weather suits my clothes.
Massachusetts, and she plays, she's
amazing old-time musician. She plays with Bruce Molsky, Tony Trischka. She's got her own honky-tonk band called Girl Howdy. And Girl Howdy.
Absolutely.
Anyway, she's fantastic. We're so happy to be playing with her. Please make welcome Paula Bradley.
This is an old Uncle Earl classic right here. I got no sugar baby now. I got no sugar honey baby now. Thank you.
doesn't need introductions to many of you out there in the house. You might already be a fan. She's the local girl, and we're very happy to have her playing with us. She's an amazing fiddler, and as you're about to find out, she is also an amazing singer. Please put your hands together for Steffi Coleman.
Thank you. I have a non-autobiographical song for you here called Drunkard's Lone Child. Hi, Dad.
Girl, this is Steffi Coleman. Doing a Cousin Emmy song. Are there any Cousin Emmy fans out there?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever been to the town Bowling Green? Yeah. Well, we just went there, and so we thought, well, we're in Bowling Green, you know, do as bowling, you know, do as they do in Bowling Green, and they sing this song. So we learned it, and we like to do it for you. We're going to send this one out to Jim Nelson, who didn't show up tonight.
Can you believe it?
What? Yes. Sends his regards. Bowling Green.
One, two, three, four.
It's a favorite of Steph to play with her favorite fiddler, and that's her dad. And he taught her how to play fiddle and encouraged her all these years, and he decided that he was going to take the night off and just let us girls do it. So
he didn't want to show me up, you know.
But we'll send this one out to Dad, Don Coleman.
Happy New Year, everybody, by the way. And New Year's Eve, we're happy that you're out here with us. We'll go over everybody's resolutions later. We'll go around.
And we're having a contest. Back in 2008, it was 2008, feeling great. 2009, super fine. So we're having a contest, who can come up with the best slogan for 2010? And I don't know.
2010.
Whatever works for your rhyme scheme this evening. And the prize is a t-shirt, an Uncle Earl t-shirt.
Oh.
Very, very exciting.
Nice.
I know.
2010, pig in a pen.
That's it.
Is that crazy?
Pretty good.
Right there.
Okay, beat that, people. Thank you.
get along, Sandy boys, waiting on the break of day.
Well, you may be wondering why we have rolled up the rug. Not to just create one more obstacle, but don't step on Donnie's guitar. He'll kill me. But it's because we have not one, but two cloggers in the band. And it's not a party till someone does a little buck dance.
From Portland, Oregon, and she's just an incredible talent, and we love having her in the band so much. She is an award-winning songwriter, she plays all kinds of instruments, and she's just so much fun to be around. And would you please make welcome, from Portland, Oregon, now living in Brooklyn, New York, Kristen Andreessen.
And back here on the bass, standing heads and shoulders above us all, especially in her party shoes. How about that? She makes her home in Nashville. She plays with such luminaries as Tony Rice, Patty Griffin. She's going on tour with Justin Townes Earl. I don't know if they're coming to Chicago, but keep your eye out.
We are. I don't know where we're playing, though.
Okay. Well, please make welcome from Nashville, Miss Bryn Bass Lady Davies.
Time music in the band. She is going to sing you an old chestnut from the 1990s.
Now that's old time.
Okay. Ready? Mm. 1, 2, 3.
Should I go?
slogan, contestants? Just picking the pen, that's it?
Yeah, I think we could do better than that. It's a pretty literary town from what I hear.
Ah, oh, I like that positive attitude.
What was it?
Yes, you can in 2010.
2010, the year of the hen.
Is it the year of the hen?
A rooster. I don't think the hen gets
it. Is that like a Midwest accent thing that can rhymes with ten? Yes, you can. Can? 2010.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Play it again.
That's nice. Oh, okay.
And then we also had over here, oh no, not again. What was that last one? Let's do it again.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, for those of you who are being reincarnated in the past right now.
So during this next song, we're going to psychically, between the people in the band, tally the votes and come up with a winner. So by the end of the set, we'll know who wins the T-shirt.
Who gets to vote?
We do.
Oh, nice.
Okay. That's what we're going to psychically tally the votes.
This one has the words, roll up the rug
in it.
Yes, it does.
It's a sing-along.
Who are going to play next? How about I have for the infamous String Dusters? We can't wait. It's a fun reunion. But, in fact, we have another relative band who is partially here. Some of our brothers, the brothers of the uncle, from the band Punch Brothers. We're going to get the String Dusters out later, don't worry. But would you please make them welcome? This is Noam Pokelny and Chris Eldridge. Closest to bluegrass, I guess, that we have.
He needs a mic.
And then a banjo section over here. Choreography is our strong suit. You can pull that out there a little if you want to.
Well, okay then.
So are you ready to hear an original? I think this might be the first original we've had in the set so far. Yes, indeed. Unless you consider an original by Tom Petty, an original by Tom Petty. This is the first original we played by us tonight, and this was written by Kristen. It's called The Shiny Panty Song, and you know, you better be careful on those tracks. But if you do choose to play on the tracks, you can put a penny on there, and this is...
Tracks?
Yeah.
Well,
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. And so you should listen to the lyrics of your own song.
Yeah. I love the tracks. I like it. There should be a train in a bluegrass song.
All right, everybody. Kristen Andresen singing The Shiny Penny Song.
Here we go. Wow,
Find a penny shining new,
find a penny shining new, find a penny shining new. That's what love is like with you. With your mama, my love, you poured my heart full of gold. So when you broke my heart, it was only to break the mold.
Except for, you know, right before the show, was they were playing on the stage at Carnegie Hall. And we all made a field trip out to watch them, and it was an incredible show. And how cool to see your friends up there on stage at Carnegie Hall. That was such a treat for us. I can't imagine what that was like. Mm.
Well, we have another original. Mm-hmm. This is another original by Miss Kristen here. And it's proved, we just got off of a tour, we should say, that we were on this wonderful tour of this, pretty much the South, although we were in, did anybody come to our show out in Glen Ellyn? Hey, nice to see you again.
Big customers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, then you can sing along.
Okay. One round.
Or you could, yeah, you could patty cake along too.
I like to see the men do this. In 2010.
Year of the man. I went to see the doctor. I'd come down with the blues. She said, I cannot cure you, but here's something you can do. Take out a piece of paper and go sit down for a while and draw a pretty picture of something that makes you smile. I know what makes me happy, didn't have to think for long. But when I tried to draw it, it always came out wrong. I had a box of 12, 48, and 64, but nowhere could I find that one shade I was looking for. I guess I realized, should've come as no surprise. Crayola doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Crayola doesn't make a color to draw my love. At first I thought of green blue, but then I saw blue green. And then again in bright light, they look aquamarine. And then at night they're darker, I looked again for you. Saw gray and black and red, I walked in after midnight blue. Hues of the deepest skies will be a compromise. Gray only doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Gray only doesn't make a color to draw my love. Spring green is much too yellow. Sea green is far too pale. Cornflower way too mellow. So I'll try again and fail. There's no way I can capture the way you make me feel. One look from you is a rapture, whether blue or green or teal. No color qualifies, our crayons telling lies. Crayola doesn't make a color. Oh, I grabbed that periwinkle, so sure I had it now. You wink and there's a twinkle in your eye, and still somehow I just can't get the sparkle. Those glitter crayons won't. Maybe glow in the dark will get it right. Oh no, they don't. Mr. Crayola tries. I'll let you fantasize. Crayola doesn't make a color. I'll take it back. Davies on the bass, everybody. For your eyes, something darker. Let's see what I can find. Melted mahogany, and I got the depth, but not the shine. Just about gave up, and then I peeled the paper off a little, and I really thought it could have been, oh, not even
burnt.
Your passport says they're brown.
I'm gonna keep looking around. Crayola doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Crayola doesn't make a color to draw my love.
Anybody got it out there? Okay.
Crayola doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Crayola doesn't make a color to draw my love. No color to draw.
And if you really like the show, you can come back in about a half an hour, you know. Oh, actually, wait. You definitely better come back in about 20 minutes because you got to see the infamous String Dusters. And then I was going to say, you know, everybody will enjoy it so much they want to stay and have the actual champagne with us at midnight. We were thinking of, are we going to celebrate, like, Newfoundland? Yeah, either Nova Scotia New Year's at...
But I thought Newfoundland was on the half hour.
Yeah, Newfoundland's on the half hour. So I was thinking maybe we could do... we could do 9:30 New Year's in honor of Newfoundland.
It's like right now, right?
No.
No.
Oh, somewhere it's, in the ocean, like the, somewhere. It's,
you know. It's when the big hand, the little hand is on the other one. The big
somewhere
hand.
4 hours from now, like somewhere 4 hours ahead of us.
Somewhere it's New Year's. Where is it New Year's right now?
England.
England? Oh, I guess it is four.
Three,
four
two,
wait.
Though, before we start,
I think
song.
We do a very do. Important one,
the,
right?
I think it's the most important one out of Uncle Earl.
Do you want to try?
I think you should do it.
Okay.
That's nice. Yeah. That's very nice.
But wait a minute, we need to. Who wins?
1 in 10. Say when.
Say when. That's good.
Henrietta Hen.
We have a winner.
Winner. I like it.
Winner of
yeah.
the contest right here in the fourth row. Let's give it up for our young friend here. Henrietta Hen.
I like that.
We'll see you after the show and you'll get your t-shirt.
It's
that
a good band
awesome.
Name. It's nice that you worked off an earlier suggestion too, a sort of an improv thing.
That was nice.
It was great.
Yeah.
Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. So we're going to take a break. We have a bunch of CDs out there. We have a bunch of t-shirts. And the really coolest thing tonight that I'm hoping to take home, like 10 or 15 of, are these special posters. I don't know if you saw them on your way in, but we had this amazing artist design a special poster, and they're all printed out on, like, hard, really, you know, like that nice paper that's heavy and you can frame it, and we have silver pens to sign them if you want that. It's dark and it has a moon on it and it says Uncle Duster. It's really cool. So those are limited edition, only available tonight. It's the only time they'll ever be in existence until the next time 2010 comes around in our reincarnated life. And so that's out there. And I would like to introduce you to this amazing woman on my left who started this band, and she lives in Colorado, and she's a fantastic singer, and she writes songs. Have you got your records out there tonight?
A couple of them.
She's got a couple records of, in fact, the first one was produced by the amazing Charles Sautel, and I happen to be able to borrow Charles Sautel's guitar tonight, so how about that? I was playing Charles's guitar. If you know Charles Sautel from the band Hot Rise, he's a amazing bluegrass figure, and Casey knew him well. Anyway, that's her name. Please make her welcome. This is Casey Groves.
Gave him kick at every jump, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Over there, over there, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. For I got those good and I got to live. Gash cakes is like shortening bread. I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
For I chased old Satan to the shore. I dunked him in the water and he's sinned no more. I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Over there, over there.
Shortening bread, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
cakes taste like shortening bread. I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks so much.